Annie Saganek lives with her husband and two kids in West Falmouth in the 170-year-old house she grew up in.
And I played in that yard and had tree forts and rope swings, and I have a lot of memories there.
Last year, Saganek began hearing about big changes to the FEMA flood maps that determine flood insurance rates. Up until then, her house had never been in a flood zone, so she went online to check.
You know, when I saw how significant the changes were, and then I looked at our little part of the woods on West Falmouth, and I thought, uh-oh, that's all pink. That can't be good.
Saganek's house is now in an AE zone, one of the two zones that trigger big rate increases. She doesn't yet know how high her annual flood insurance bill will be, though around the region, homeowners are reporting rate increases of thousands of dollars. Saganek says she's hired an engineer to prepare an elevation certificate and see what her options are.
Based on what we find with the elevation certificate, I expect research what we can do to make improvements or mitigate it. And it's all going to come down to money.
Many other affected homeowners feel blindsided and say the rate increases go too far. Congressman Bill Keating agrees, and recently he co-sponsored legislation calling on FEMA to delay implementation of the new flood maps. The bill has bipartisan support.
Some of them are getting bills that are multiple times what they were before. Others are included in a map when they weren't before. And that's really put the impetus forward for delay legislation so that the affordability factor was addressed. And it wasn't addressed by FEMA in the implementation of this. And it was required to do so under the law.
Keating says saddling people with exorbitant flood insurance rates would cause a ripple effect.
Many of these people will just walk away from their home and leave the lenders with an inventory at a time when they're just trying to clear that inventory from the 2009 mortgage collapse.
Keating argues that the methodology for updating the maps was incorrect. John Ramsey of Applied Coastal Engineering in Mashpee helped study the issue for Keating. He says that FEMA used Pacific Coast models to create flood maps for the East Coast. That type of modeling works well for long, straight coastlines like on the West Coast.
But you start looking at the coast of Massachusetts, and you have a lot of bays and headlands. And, you know, because of those various shaped shoreline, what you end up with is waves attacking the shoreline from a variety of angles, and the wave climate varies quite dramatically. On the East Coast, we're much more storm surge driven, and so wave setup generally is not the biggest issue. It's a factor, but that methodology was really not developed for this part of the coast.
But FEMA senior engineer Kerry Bogdan disagrees.
No one's making a statement that there's no difference between the two coasts. The Pacific Coast had guidelines and specifications that were developed prior to development of guidelines for the Atlantic Coast. But subsequent to the Pacific Coast guidelines going into play, it was decided that that methodology would be applicable to the Atlantic Coast as well.
Ramsey says the Pacific Coast models are too simplistic for the East Coast, but they cost less to do. He says most of the money for more elaborate modeling is poured into areas such as Florida and the Gulf Coast, which have seen catastrophic storms like Hurricanes Katrina and Andrew.
For areas that haven't had excessive damage relatively recently, you know, the funding really just isn't available to do the higher-end modeling, and so they end up doing simpler modeling.
But Ramsey says improved modeling could make a difference in reducing flood insurance rates for strapped coastal homeowners.
The two-dimensional methods are really not that onerous to do, and they certainly would show some different results. Are they going to lower the flood zones everywhere? Probably not. Are they going to lower them in many places? Yes. Are they, you know, more accurate? I think the answer for that would also be yes.
The bill to delay the new FEMA maps for 4 years passed in the Senate earlier this week, but its future in the House is uncertain at best, and the White House so far has not supported it. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in West Falmouth.